Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. My name's Mike Harrison. I hope everybody's doing well this weekend, enjoying their time off. I've got a great show dialed up for you this morning. I have two wonderful people here today to share their time. And I love seeing this couple and spending time with them at our networking events, which, by the way, we're finally going to get back to live events in June. And you can see a schedule of those at lifestylesunlimited.com. But we will be getting together for live events starting in June. So it's been over a year. That will be a pleasant time. And I know we're anxious to get back together because a lot of what we do is networking. So our guest this morning, this couple is a whirlwind of energy. They go out of their way to help others and have personally helped me along my real estate investing path. I don't believe I've attended a networking event where they were not in attendance, quite frankly. And they joined Lifestyles Unlimited 7 short years ago and are here this morning to share their story with you today. Peggy and Leo, I'm so happy to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for sharing your time with us.
Mike, we appreciate you inviting us. Yes, thank you so much. We're honored to be on your show.
Can you hear us both?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly, loud and clear. So, yeah, thanks for coming on this morning. Leo, can you believe it's been 7 years already?
No, I cannot. I tell you what, time flies when you're having fun, and that's what we're having. And in the meantime, we're also making money, which really, I wish I'd have known about this about 30 years ago.
Absolutely correct. Talk about getting involved with your future and watching it grow along the way and helping others and meeting new friends and making new friends. Before we get too deep in the show, would y'all, Shirley, quickly share your background, each of you?
All right. Well, let me tell you on mine. After college, I was in sales. I sold printing services for a company, and I sold wine for a distribution company, and sold HVAC equipment as a manufacturer's rep and agency. And also after that, then I owned my own printing company. And then we ended up getting into stock options and originating them. And Peggy, how about you?
Well, my background, I've got kind of a diverse background. I've been in management, and I've also sold computers. And then I was in banking, and I was with a large national bank for about 17 years when I ended up retiring from corporate.
Ah, okay. Now, I remember meeting y'all at that first case study that you came to, and I don't know if you had just joined or you were looking to join, but what I remember about y'all is that you were working your way around the room and you were asking lots of questions. What were y'all looking for when you came to Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, you know, I tell you, some of the things that I was pretty sold on the program, and what happened is I liked everything I had heard. It all made sense to me. And this is a great method for us to get into commercial real estate and, you know, leveraged income producing properties and being in a program that's organized and you have educated people that, you know, can mentor you and teach you. And you're in with a great group of people. But what the deal was, there's like three different ways that are sections that you can get into. And that is with single family. And that sounded pretty good. And then also you can go into the multifamily and you can do it as a passive investor or you can be a lead investor. And I wasn't so sure about being a lead investor for us because, I thought I'll wait till later on and see how it goes with either the single family or the multifamily passive. And one of the things with the multifamily passive, I like that, but with a single family, I thought maybe we should do that because it produces really great, you're getting incredibly good yields on the income. And It just sounded like it might be something appealing and something to check into. But one of the things I thought of is, and this is when actually I was, we were sitting down talking to Kent Zachary, and you were at the table. We were at Champs after a case study.
I remember that.
And,
yes.
And you, Kent was always in the doing it passive. He was a passive investor, and you were a single family investor, and you'd been in for several years. And I told you, one of the things I was concerned about was getting contractors in, and then I was working a job. The contractors were supposed to be, you know, always fixing up the houses and stuff, and it turns into a lot of times people don't do what they're supposed to do, and it turns into a real mess, and I was worried about doing things that way. And I asked you, I said, well, how do you handle this? And you said, well, you kind of had the same problem in the beginning. You were concerned about that because you got kids. You managed a roofing company warehouse, and you were a little skeptical in the beginning. And then you, I don't know, after several months, you finally made the decision to go ahead and pull the trigger on a house, and you did. But when you went into this house, you saw, and you saw that the tree roots were growing up through the floor in the living room, and you walked into the bedroom, you could see a burned out roof, and looked over at the window, and you could see a tree about 6 inches away, and you thought, oh my God, I got to get out of this.
So
you
what am I doing?
Call back. Yeah. Yeah, what are you doing? So when you were calling back, you had somebody came in there and said, hey, buddy, wait a second. I'm the rehabbing contractor on this that gave you the got the bid for it. Give me a chance to explain. And so you did listen to this guy, and he said, listen, just give me this. You know, he went through all the processes and everything and what he's doing. Come back here in 40 to 50 days, and I'll have this put together at this price. And you said, all right, I'll go ahead and do this. So you did it. You came back, and when he was through, and put your sign up, and it did it at cost what he said he was going to do it, and he did a great job, and you put your sign up, and boy, you had more phone calls for people that wanted to rent your house out.
That was Blake Johnson, Leo, and what a great guy, and he made a heck of a turnaround. We'll be right back after a short break. Well, Leo, they're kicking us out. We'll be right back after a short break. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Dell Walmsley talks about buying your way back from corporate America through real estate.
A massive change in my life. My personal residence I lived in was a one-bedroom condo, cost $425 a month. This covered it. My automobile car payment was only $300 and some a month. This covered it. I was buying my way back from corporate America. I could feel it.
Lifestyles Unlimited will teach you how to buy your way back from corporate America. Get in control. Get into our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Dell Walmsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And yes, we are always working on your financial freedom. My name is Mike Harrison. Happy Sunday. I want to thank you for tuning in. We're talking real estate with Peggy and Leo, some friends of mine that are very active in Lifestyles Unlimited, and they're sharing their story. But if you're just now tuning in and you've missed any part of this broadcast at all, you can always find us on our website at lifestylesunlimited.com. click on the radio button, and you'll find this show there, as well as all the other shows from the other host. And you can also find us on YouTube. Go to YouTube and type in Lifestyles Unlimited. You'll find the Lifestyles Unlimited channel there, and you'll also find our shows there. So, Leo, when we left off, I had asked you, you were seeking information. You were asking people all kinds of questions when you first came to that first case study at Lifestyles Unlimited. And what was it that you were trying to find out? Were you just trying to see if we were real? Or I'll let you finish up that thought that you had.
Well, I tell you what, I knew Lifestyles was real because I'd been hearing your ads since 2006. And so I gave a lot of credibility. But with you, I was sitting down and it was at the point where the rehabber had finished up his job. He met the estimate that he gave you. And you stuck a sign out in the front of your house for rent, and you got so many calls you couldn't even believe it because there's so much demand for housing. And so, anyways, you leased it out, you know, to a great tenant, and you thought, you know what? If it's this easy doing it, I can do. You turned around and said something like you got four or five more homes, and lickety split, and then you started. You kept growing from there, and. And built
I took
your,
off after that.
Single
yeah.
family. That's right. And so we went ahead and did the multifamily at the time as a passive, but and that was good. And I thought we had a plan for that. But Peggy had a whole different story. I wanted to get her, both of us, on doing this together because we always work together better and make better decisions. And so, anyways, Peggy, why don't you talk about, you know, getting you over the hump, getting you to join.
Well, Mike, Peggy. I was having a real hard time. You know, I really had to prove to myself that Lifestyles was real. And I know Leo was so excited, and we had done the 2-day, 16 hours of training in single family and multifamily. And he was so excited, and it was around the Christmas holidays. And we have an office in our house because we work out of our home. And he just kept coming in and pressuring me, you know, we're going to join. And finally, it was kind of a stressful holiday season. And I thought, you know what, I need to either prove him right or wrong. So I started thinking about in the 2-day training that David Fisher, who does an excellent job of training people in the single family and multifamily, he had mentioned that our members had been mentored and educated on running apartment communities, and that we have won the national, well, we haven't, the members have won the National Apartment Association Independent Rental Owner Award for, I think, about the past 13 years. I could be a year or two off on that.
Yeah.
But I thought, you know, I'm not sure.
Local, state, and national level.
What's that? I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to step on you there. Local, state, and national. We've had members win it, yes, 13 out of the last 13 years.
Yes, exactly. So cities and states and national, and really national competing against thousands of other independent rental owners. And so I thought Lifestyles can tell us anything to get us to join. And so I got on their website, and I saw the names of the people that David Fisher had mentioned during our training, but that wasn't really enough for me. And so what I did, I logged into the National Apartment Association website, and I saw their names there, and I thought, oh, my gosh. So I kind of had the humble pie, and I went to Leo, and I said, you're right, and I'm wrong. I'm ready to join. And I figured that an organization that can mentor and educate people, its members, to do that, then they know what they're doing. So I'm so glad that I made that decision. And you had asked what we were looking for, and actually I was looking for passive income, you know, cash on cash income off our investments. And we had taken a hit in the stock market, and so I was also looking for a way to build up our equity. And we found both ways of doing that with Lifestyles. So I'm just so excited that I finally made the decision, got off the fence, and joined. I just wish we'd done it earlier.
You know, I tell you one thing is I'll never say that I don't believe in the power of prayer, because during that Christmas holidays, I thought, man, she is, boy, she's like a mule trying to get her over the, trying to drag her along in this thing. And all of, I used every sales technique in the world. And I thought, I better pray. And I was praying. And anyways, I couldn't believe that she actually, this, I thought, why didn't I think of that, you know, going on the National Apartments? But anyways, that's besides the point. But anyways, prayers work in my mind. So anyways,
well, Peggy,
I had to interject that.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Peggy, you did the right thing. We say it a lot just in our own household, trust but verify, and then you went out and found a second layer to prove what we do is real, because there are a lot of, sadly, in this world, you can get online and type in multifamily investing, and there's a club in every social media site, and I don't know what's real and what's not, but I know these people personally at Lifestyles Unlimited, and many of them I call my friends, and it is absolutely the real deal. It is eye-opening. But Peggy, I had one more thought for you. You traded stock options for several years. Now, looking back, now that you've been a passive investor for several years with Lifestyles, how would you compare that risk-reward side of options trading versus passive multifamily apartment investing?
Well, Mike, what we were doing is we were buying stock and then we were selling puts and calls. But what happened, the recession hit, and our stock was not worth as much, and so it limited our ability to sell puts and calls, and actually our net worth was going down the drain. You know, so stocks, yeah. I know people make money with them, and I'm not disputing that, but it's just like a paper transaction. It's not that you own brick and mortar. So we were just losing equity. Sometimes we were making income off the put and calls that we were selling. But with real estate, it just, our net worth keeps going up. You know, we buy these apartments, and as time goes by, they start gaining value and our equity increases. And plus we get cash flow from them. So really, I'm kind of embarrassed to say this, but I will. We started doing the stock trading in 2007, and then we quit in about 2013, and we made 3%. I'm talking about not annualized, but 3% total in all those years. And with the real estate, we've at least doubled our net worth since from 2015 to present day. So it's a huge difference.
That is massive. And the more I look at it, the more I realize just how dangerous stocks are, but people don't see it because it's the norm. But they're pushing us out. We're going to come back and continue this conversation. My name is Mike Harrison. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
And now a word on retirement from Del Wamsley.
The average person thought they'd retire at 59 and a half, 60. Then they said 64. Then it was 65. Then it was 66. Then all of a sudden they jump right to 70. 70 is the new 59. 70 is the new 64. Then it was, you know, hey, most people are going to work all the way into their 80s.
Do you really want to work on your 80s? Or would you like to retire in 5 years or less? Find out how on Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name's Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in today. I have Peggy and Leo on, who are passive multifamily investors, and they help everybody they can, and they helped me along the way. Leo, I want to throw this out there. I want to say, for someone listening to us now that has been kicking around in their mind, hey, I want to invest in real estate, and let's say they want to do passive investing, just like you, in multifamily, and get a dividend every quarter. Let's say they have enough to invest in 5 to 10 deals. How long would that take them if they started today, and what could they expect going forward, year one, and then the years after that, and so forth?
I tell you, I think within 2 years, you can get to the point where you could, you know, it depends upon how much you're investing, but I think within 2 years to 3 years, you can get to the point where you will have enough cash flow to where you, and have your portfolio built up to the point where you can drop your day job and keep moving on forward with your passive investing. One of the things is back when we started, the prices were a little bit less, and you could find deals where you're getting, when they refinance, we're buying undervalued properties, fixing them up, and then refinancing them. And a good portion of the time, if you got into the right deal, you'd get back 100% of your investment, so you have no money in the deal, and you're still getting cash flow, maybe 8%, 10%, 12%, 14% as if you did have money still under all your money into the deal. Nowadays, matter of fact, we just got out of one just recently where we got it's about 80% refinance, and we got back about 70% of that money. And so I'd say today, even less refinancing, you can get it to where you could probably get back. Some deals we're in are 50%. But that's still great and great cash flow, and there's great opportunity, and there's great demand, and the appreciation just keeps going up because there's so much doggone demand for housing. It's just unreal. And that's really one of the main keys right there. So anyways, that's what I think.
There's a couple things there. One, just a little note on prices. Prices are always relative. I think back all the time on houses that I didn't buy because at the time I thought, oh, this is crazy. There's no way they're that expensive. And if I can go back and buy that house at that dollar, at that deal, I'd be all over it. And then the other thing on the passive investing, yes, we're buying these properties undervalued. The demand is off the chart. And yeah, if in 2 or 3 years or 4 years, worst case, you get 50%, 70%, 100% of your initial investment back, what does that do to your return when you compound that? It's if you get 100%, it's infinity, right? Your money's just sitting in the deal. Here's your money back. Hey, Leo, here's your money back.
Tell me about that. Yep.
Yeah, here's your money back. And by the way, we're still going
to... Here we're doing it,
Yeah, and we're still going to pay you 8% on top of it. It's incredible. So, Peggy, this one's for you. I remember when y'all started and y'all started going heavy and just boom, you're a whirlwind. And I think you're in 10 deals within the first year, and now you're in 30 deals in just 7 years. Did you come up with more money or how'd that work?
Okay. Well, actually we're in 32 deals since we last talked to you the other day.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate that. But, well, what happened to us is we invested and then we got tapped out. And that's a good thing because all your investment money is making money for you. But the bad thing is you can't spend any more money. But then we started refining. And like you guys were saying, we got, on one deal, we got 133% back. So let's say if you invest $100,000, we got $133,000 back. But more typically, it was a portion of our money, and probably the lowest was 35% on up to almost, over 100%. So as we got that money back, we were still in that deal, making our income off that deal, our cash on cash, but that freed up money to get into other deals. And it just, Mike, it just became like a snowball effect. Before we knew it, we were in 15 deals and then 20, and it kept climbing. And I say another thing how we did that is we went to meetings. We have virtual meetings that are broadcast just various parts of the nation, many parts of the U.S. they're broadcast. And then we went to the live meetings. And when you do that, you start meeting members. And, and then we go and we get a lot of education, too. So between meeting other members and refine, it seemed to just exponentially increase the number of investments that we were in.
Wow. And just 7 years, you've essentially tripled your number of investments. And think about all the years you worked doing everything else to try to create that nest egg to retire. I mean, it's 100% counterintuitive.
One of the things also I was going to mention is we pretty much covered the state in the beginning, too. We weren't afraid of just investing in Dallas. but also throughout the state, and that was at the beginning. It was just in the state of Texas. And we covered Houston, San Antonio, Austin, and met a lot of those lead investors, you know, so we could build a relation, and it's really worked out to be beautiful for us. You know, it's just Peggy was a real trooper. We did some driving around, but it's really paid off.
There's some great groups out there. We've got our Central Texas group. We've got our Houston group. We've got a group in Phoenix. We've got a ton of investors in Atlanta. We're seeing this all over the country. Indianapolis. I'm sure there's a ton that have left off. I had a guy call me from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, the other day. He's got, I think, 12 houses that are paid for, and he's sitting on a gold mine. So it's just incredible. This is happening all over the country. But, Leo, that's a great point. What are y'all looking for in a potential multifamily investment?
Well, I'll tell you, right now, you know, everything we've got for the most part's been in Texas. And we're wanting to kind of branch out into some other areas and looking for landlord-friendly states. And one of the things that the cost isn't quite as high, but we've been looking around, you know, like for over in Georgia and also in Tennessee. I understand that Lifestyles is setting up a shop.
Nashville and Memphis.
Yeah, that would be, and you know, and you have Chattanooga, and I think you've got Knoxville, and I'm not that familiar with it, but it's a kind of state, and I think they don't have state income taxes, but they do have, they tax the real estate as they do in Texas, and hopefully what I was thinking is since Texas, they've kind of gotten pretty heavy on the real estate taxes here recently, but I told Peggy, I said, I think it'd be good getting in, you know, taking a look up in Tennessee, maybe some in Atlanta. And anywhere in North Carolina, I like those places that grow and where they have increase in employment. And that's where we want to go to. They're the landlord-friendly states. And the main thing is employment and growth is just critical. And so that's kind of what we're looking for this time.
That's a great thought. And the heartland is really growing. People are leaving the coast and they're going to the heartland. So you've got opportunities now in Kansas and St. Louis and Missouri, Florida.
Yep.
I know I'm leaving a ton out. Heck, we have investors in Hawaii that are doing single family and multifamily in Hawaii. So yeah, it is everywhere. I like your thoughts on looking at some other states and sending your money out. And essentially you just proved an adage that Dale says all the time, live where you want, invest where you want, and we've got people doing that. You don't have to live next to your property, especially if you're doing it passively. But I know folks that are buying single family homes that are out of state, and we're teaching them how to run those. And boy, this show is flying by.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time? This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Mike Harrison. I want to thank you for tuning in. Let me throw my email address out there. I get a lot of real estate questions from listeners all over the country. If you have any questions regarding real estate investing, or this morning we're talking about passive investing in multifamily properties all over the country, my name is Ask Mike at LUINC.com. Ask Mike at LUINC.com. And at the last break, I was directing you to our free workshop to tune in and see what we do. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, freeworkshoplivestream.com. So Peggy and Leo, are y'all attending our expo? We've got it here in Irving, September 3rd and 4th, coming up locally. It's nice that we don't have to go to Houston this year. Will y'all be in attendance?
Absolutely, Mike. We're really looking forward to it.
Yeah, the expo's pretty incredible. I remember my first one that I went to. I went to by myself. I actually took a day off from work and drove down there, and I walked in, and it was 1,000 times more than what I was expecting. What was it like at your first expo?
Well, there were just lots of people from really all over the nation, and there was lots of classes and education, and we loved hearing Dale get up and talk about, I guess he called it his state of address. I'm not sure what he
called
it. Yeah,
kind of a state of the union type. He does have a name for it, and that is always refreshing, and he nails it every time. He says, here's what we've been through, and here's what's coming the next year. So, yeah, I can't wait to see that.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole lot of fun. It really is. And what we did in the evenings, we went into the hotel lobby, and we were able to stay there for a long time and meet other people, you know, after the expo every day. So it's a great way to meet people and learn a whole lot. It's a lot of fun.
The expo, the networking portion, you get a lot out of it. And I know not everybody is a networker, but that's how our system works. You've got to break that ice, and you've got to talk to people and reach out and say, hey, my name's Mike and I'm new here, but I'm looking at investing in single family, or I'm looking at investing in apartments. Who do you recommend that I talk to? And before you know it, you're having conversations with all kinds of people that are there to help. That's the beauty on it. Will y'all be doing the multifamily masters tour this go around, or you're ambassadors? You're both ambassadors. We hadn't even mentioned that, so I don't even know if you're allowed to go on that, or you'll have to stay at the expo the whole time.
Well, Mike, we like to leave that open for people that don't get a chance to go out and see properties a lot, because being in Dallas, Fort Worth, we get to go out and look at apartments all the time, you know, when we're meeting live.
Yeah.
So we like to save those seats for others, but you know, we're right there when they get off the tour, and we love to talk to them and answer any questions. And then there's a lot going on if you don't go on the tour. There's a lot of classes going on and network opportunities there at the Irving Convention Center.
Did you do the Masters tour when y'all first joined, or did you just go straight to the expo? And I just want to say this for our listeners that may not understand what the Masters tour is. It's where you get on a bus and you'll tour four apartment communities with owner operators, and they'll open the books, they'll invite you in, they'll show you, this is the apartment when we purchased it, this is what we're doing now, this is how we're raising the value, this is how we're able to attract great residents to live here. And it's just refreshing. You walk into this place and they're first class. They're class B and class C properties that are run better and cleaner than class A properties. So Peggy, on that Masters tour, did y'all do that the first time, or when did you eventually attend a Masters tour?
I think, Mike, we did it our second or third year. And, you know, it's so neat because you can kind of, I mean, you can look at these places and you can see the type of investment that you're potentially getting into. You know, you see the brick and mortar, you meet the lead, and you can see it, feel it, touch it. And that's such a great thing, because I know when we were investing in stock, we never met the person that was managing the stock or the fund, or couldn't really see what we were investing in. So we love doing that. And really, when you take the Masters tour, it's also a good way to network with other people. So it's a whole lot of fun. And you're on a bus, so you don't have to worry about driving around. And then there's a experienced member on the bus who's kind of emceeing the deal, talking to you, educating you, you know, about the properties and what's going on. But, Mike, I was going to tell you, I don't know if you knew this, but we met our first lead at the expo, our very first expo that we went to in Houston. And it was fairly late. It was dark. We could see this lady walking out to the parking lot. And I didn't even know she was a Lifestyles member. And we went up to her and said, hey, can we walk you to your car? And she was very friendly and appreciative. And we started talking to her. And we didn't even know that she was a lead investor. They're the ones that buy the apartments, and they either manage the investment or they hire somebody to do it. And she was just so humble and just concerned that she wanted to meet with her CPA and make sure their figures were correct and that she was reporting correctly to her passive investors. And we were going, oh, my gosh, this is somebody that we want to invest in. So ultimately, we met her in February, got into her deal in March, and it closed in May. That was our first lead.
Tremendous. Yeah. And that's a great point. You want to invest your money with somebody that you've met, that you've talked to, that you're comfortable with, that you agree with, because we're all different. We all have different philosophies. And the fact that you just, hey, can we walk with you to your car? And next thing you know, she's the lead on an apartment community, and you're an investor with her. I love that story. That's wonderful. So that brings up a great point. The investing that we do is so rewarding and fulfilling to me, you know, not just financially, but what has real estate meant for the two of you in the last 7 years, real estate investing?
You know, Mike, we're just family at Lifestyles. I mean, we go to the same meetings. We hang out together. We help each other. It's really like family. Like, I know, you know, Leo had some surgery, and people were calling, texting us, bringing over food. It's just opened up a new set of friends. And the thing about it, we're all pretty much like-minded. I mean, we think a little differently, like you said, but we're all like-minded. We're reaching out of the box. We're thinking out of the box is probably a better way to put that. And we're happy because we're making money, and we have a lot of fun. The meetings are a blast. So it's more than the money. It's a lifestyle.
Those meetings where we meet, boy, the energy, man, it's unbelievable. And that pre-room waiting room, everybody talking, it is just unreal. God, you have to step out of there. You'll go deaf, man. Everybody's talking so much. Everybody wants to tell everybody about what kind of great deals we're in. So it's just really exciting.
You're not having to be the lone wolf if you're at Lifestyles. And that's what made me feel comfortable, because I'll tell you right now, when I first walked in and I saw the workshop, and then I went home and told my wife, hey, babe, we're going to start buying single family houses. I joined this group. And I mean, she was like, what are we doing now? Kind of thing. I mean, those early days were a little rough, but, and you know, especially when after that first house that we talked about earlier, I'm telling her about this house, and she's like, you're a lunatic. I mean, this thing, the windows are kicked out. There's no AC because they stole it for the copper, and there's no hot water heater. And then they cut the hole in the wall because they didn't want to walk through the master's bedroom to get to the bathroom, these knuckleheads. But in essence, looking back, it was the perfect house. But I would have never known that because, again, you're not a lone wolf in Lifestyles. You've got, instead of one person trying to figure it out, you've got 1,000 people, and you can just walk up and say, who do I need to talk to on single family investing? And they're like, go talk to this guy. He owns 40 houses, and he'll share his vendor list with you. And just an amazing, together, we accomplish so much more. So, Leo, would you be able to describe what you've done as difficult or complicated?
I do not think it's difficult. It's taken some time, and you need to know what you're looking for, and you need to understand the math to it, which is really pretty simple, but it is not complicated. And it's just going to the meetings, meeting people, paying attention to what they're instructing you. And when you have questions, don't be afraid to ask, because no question's a dumb question. And it's your money, and half the people in there may not know they're afraid to ask the question, and so don't. And it's really the going to those meetings is just so educational. We go to the case studies, which are just a blast. but also we go to the road trips, and you learn so much, and you learn so much detail, and you have vendors talking to you before, after, and even during the meetings, and it's just the intricacies of multifamily investing, and really, it's just not that hard to learn, and it's just a lot of fun, and that's what, you know,
super exciting.
Everybody's doing the same thing, you know.
Well, Peggy and Leo, I want to thank you for coming on this morning. And you've made the point. I want everyone to understand out there, my friends, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Make it a great day.
For listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.